Okay, right, so today's daf is daf mem, and we're holding the last few lines of Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Most of today's Gemara is going to continue on in the same way we learned yesterday. Aseres Mitzuva, how important it is that people should do mitzvahs, not do aveirois, and how the mitzvahs can outweigh the aveirois, as we learned yesterday. So we're up to six lines from the bottom of the Amid. Rami Bar Tuvi Bar Rav Kisna L'Rava. Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Kisna asked Rav the following kasha. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah yesterday at the top of the Omid. Kala Oisa Mitzvah Achas Metivim Loi. If a person does even one mitzvah, he gets Hatava. And you remember we learned in the Gemara that that means that what happens if a person is on the scales exactly 50-50. 50% mitzvahs, 50% aveirois. Do at least one more mitzvah to go and tip the scales on the mitzvahs. Aha. But you have to do that, because you did the mitzvah. Which means, don't sit on your hand, do a mitzvah. Urmini, I have a braisa. Yoshav, v'loy omer aveira. A person was sitting literally on his hands. And he didn't do an aveira, noisn loischar ka'isa mitzvah. Amachai, you don't have to do any mitzvahs. All you have to do is sit on your hands all day. And then you already have tons of mitzvahs. Our Mishnah says you got to do the mitzvah. And there it says, Shevi al tasa, you sit down and you don't do any mitzvah. And you get schar. Does that make sense? Amalei, he told, we're not talking about a person who's just sitting in his dining room or in a living room, not doing any mitzvah. When we're saying that a person refrained from doing an aveira, that was become vasei, meaning that unfortunately he came into a matzav of a tremendous nisoyoin, he was able to be misgabered on his yitzhara, then he gets tremendous chah for a mitzvah. Kihot de Rabchanina, bar papi, tovasi hahim matronisa, there was a Roman matron, of a choshuva woman, a choshuva goita, and was tovayim chasisholom ledvar aver. So Omar Milza, umali nafshe shichn of the kiva. So he, Rabchanina bar papi, said something, doesn't say in the Gemara what he said. The Gemara in Chulin, when it brings this Gemara, has two pshatim, either that he did it al pi kishif, and even though we're not allowed to engage in kishif, but this was, if you will, like a pikuach nefesh, and therefore he was able to, but there was another pshat in the Rashi that he said avort al pi shem hakoidish, like from the Sefer Yetzirah or something similar, and as a result he got full of in his entire body shichna v'kiva. Shchin are boils and kiva are all types of wounds and scabs and things of that nature, and therefore he wanted himself to look as detesting as possible, or repugnant, so that she should flee and not get even close to him. However, unfortunately, of the he milza, the itzi, she was able to say some word al kishuv and have him get a full refuah. So therefore, he was back to normal again. Orax, he immediately fled. Where did he flee to? Tosha by he bani, he went and hid in a bathhouse. The chihava island betray nafilibia mama have it mitziki. That normally nobody even got close to that bathhouse because it was inhabited by all types of evil demons. What we would call today a haunted house. Exactly, shindalit. And normally the shindalits, those evil demons, only start up with people in rural areas where you don't have a lot of traffic, you don't have a lot of people. And especially at night when there's nobody around, and especially if you're all by yourself. Al yetzi odim yechidi balayla. Don't go out at night by yourself in places where there's nobody else, because these evil demons, chas v'sholem, can go and attack and cause tzaras. Our Gemara is telling us that in this bathhouse, these maziki were so brazen. The chiyavi island betrayed, even if two people came in, afilu biyamama, in broad daylight, they were not deterred and have a mitziki. They were masik. Then why did he go into this Beibani? He was probably hoping that she, the Matronisa, would go away and wouldn't bother him anymore, because apparently it was well known, well publicized, that this is a dangerous place to go. Anyway, he went there. Amalei Rabbanan Lamochar, the next morning, Amalei Rabbanan, the peers, the Rabbanan, all asked him, Man Natrach, who protected you overnight. Because after all, we all know it's a dangerous place. And you were there the whole night. What happened? Omlus, he told them, Shnei noise kesar shemruni kol alayla. Two people of the kesar, in other words, like the royal security guards, they protected me the whole night. Now, presumably he doesn't mean that literally. And the Ben Yoyada, in fact, says that this noise kesar is referring to two malochim that were normally noise the kisei shalmala by the Rebbeinu Shalom Kaviyachu. The Rebbeinu Shalom sent down these two malachim to go and protect him. However, he didn't want to go and acknowledge that Kodesh Baruch Hu sent the malachim, so therefore he used a euphemistic term of noise kesar, which is accurate because kesar, of course, means the melech, and therefore he's saying these are two malachim that are noise, the kisei shalmalchus of melech malchim malachim upstairs, and they protected him. Om relates that Rabbanim said, Shemidvar erva boli yotrach nitzalta himenu. Is it possible that the reason why you were protected the whole night in this very dangerous place is because the Dvar erva came to you and you were nitzal, you were able to vanquish and conquer the Yetzirah? To Tanin, we learned the bicycle about Dvar erva li yodre v'nitzal himenu oiseloinas. And that's presumably the why that was the basis of these two noise case are coming and protecting you the whole night. So now we understand the answer to our question. We asked, how is it possible that the Braisa says, Yoshev le over aveda noisim leishkar goisa mitzvah? We don't mean that a person is just sitting on his hands doing nothing. We mean that there's an aveda lurking and tempting him, enticing him, provoking him, and he's able to go and be klibish in Yetzirah. Oh, and he gets tremendous schar like an oisa mitzvah to the extent that they make nisim for such a person. Now the Gemara tells us similar stories. These are Gibore Koyach, people who are strong. Kigoin, Reb Tzadik Bechaverov. Reb Tzadik Tabose Himatunisa, a similar story. Reb Tzadik was being nitpa, being enticed by one of these Roman matronesses. It's Omaloch, he said to her, Chalishli Liboy Vilimatina, Ichemish, I'm just so schwach, I have no strength. Maybe that you have something to go and serve me to eat, and that will strengthen me. So she said to him, I don't have anything kosher, but I have a zashik chazer, which is non-kosher, and with that you can get your koiches together. So he said to her, no, my nafkimina, the avid ha, achoyul ha, whoever is going to go and chas shalom engage in relations with you matronisa, chas v'sholom, he's going to be over this terrible aveira, he might as well eat chazer at the same time, because he's a goner in terms of a person who's done an oiver aveira. Shogra tanis, shogra, so now the Mefarshim explained that the reason why he told her this is he was hoping that she would realize how chomor this inyan is in trying to go and live with a tzaddik like Reb Tzadok, and therefore he said to her, I want you to know, living with you is like eating chazer. Really? He was hoping that therefore she would be deterred and she would stop trying to entice him. But no. Shagras Tanura, what she did was she lit up the oven. Kaman Chalein, she put the shtik chazer in the oven as if to go and cook it and to serve it to him after it gets cooked. Salvik Liyasa de Gave, he, Reb Tzadok, since he saw that she didn't get the message the first time, he went and opened the oven door, or while it was still open, and he went and he sat inside the oven. Omrelay, and she said to him, my hi, what's going on here? Are you nuts? You're going into an oven? Omrelay, he said to her, the oven ha, nafu baha, whoever does an aveda living together with you, chas v'shalom, will be noifel in Gehenim, which is much hotter than this oven will ever be. Omrelay, so she said to him, yadi kuli hai, if I would have known that you rabbis take this so seriously and you're going to conquer Yetzirah no matter to the nth degree, I wouldn't have bothered you, I'd let you go and learn, I'd let you do your mitzvahs, I wouldn't have tried to entice you. I didn't realize how chomer this is as far as you are concerned. And the Gemara told us yet a similar story. And the Gemara said, these are the Giboirei Koyach. So, besides the Tzadik, we have Rav Kahana, have a Kamazman Dikuli. His business was, he would go and sell baskets to women, and they would use these baskets to go and put in their weaving and their sewing materials. It's Tovasei Ayi Matronisa. So apparently one of the customers was a Matronisa, such a Roman noble lady, and Omar, and she was Tavim, she wanted to live with him. Omaloni said to her, Ezel Ikshit Nafshoi, before doing that, let me try to go and, you know, put on, if you will, some makeup. Let me put on some perfume or something.
He said to her.
Yes, he said to her.
He said,
I will. In other words, I want
cologne or something?
Our cologne, right.
Okay.
Men's cologne. So you don't have a problem
They call that a Mexican shower.
A Mexican shower. Okay. Anyway, okay, fine, no problem.
So in this day and age, you have to be more
politically correct. It's a 1970s term.
I retract
enough, you have to withdraw the comment ab initio.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You
have to have better situational awareness.
Nice, you're right.
So he tried to trick her and say, you don't want to live with me like this now. You know, I got to take a shower. I got to go shmear myself. I'll be back. What did he do? Solik the kanofel me'igrali ar. He went up to the roof and he jumped off the roof. In other words, he rather wanted to commit suicide rather than going and living with his...
Was he that... It's hard to understand. He was kind of... You'd only do that if you were forced to, meaning Yehari Be'al Yavor, if someone puts a gun... I mean, it's hard to understand this.
Okay, so the answer is that, in fact, Rashi says that she was a very powerful woman. So powerful...
Using her was a deadly mistake.
If you look at the Rashi... Second line, all the way at the end of the line, the Isha Gedoyla Haisa. Isha Gedoyla doesn't necessarily mean that she was a six footer, but she was an important lady. Shein Yochali Patri Mimena. He couldn't just say, please, get out of here, don't bother me.
Okay.
Okay. He didn't listen, Chas HaShalom was, Achaz Dosa
Lohas. That makes more.
Okay, so I'm glad that now makes sense. Anyway, so what happened was, the Kanofel Meigra the Ara, he went and jumped off the roof to the ground. What do you think happened? Also, Leonil Kible, Leonavi was Makabalim, so that he shouldn't die, Chas Hashem. Omalei, Leonavi was a little bit critical of Rav Kahane. He said, Atrachten, Arba Meya Parsi, I want you to know, I had to run and fly over here 400 parsois, meaning a huge distance to go and save you from certain death. Omalei, so now Rav Kahane responded, Mi Goramli, why do you think this happened to me? It all happened to me. Lav aniyusa. It's because of my anius. Meaning, do you think I wanted to have a panosa, having to deal with women all day, that I would be selling them baskets? I'd be much happier doing something where I didn't have to interact with women. But because of that, unfortunately, that's what led to this matronisa, knowing me, being a customer, and now trying to entice me. Leonovi said, you're 100% right. Yohav lay shipa dinri. He went and gave him a shipa. Rashi says shipa is a shame kli, like a large basin or so. Dinri full of dinri zehuvim. So now he would have enough parnasa, and he would no longer have to go and deal with the ladies and sell them these baskets. Zoki moravait. Rav lay rav Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman the following. So now, we learned in the mission that we learned yesterday. This is a mission that we say every morning in davening. The following mitzvahs paid us in this world, and the Karen, the principle, remains for next world. This is somewhat of an abridged version of what we say every morning. It mentions these four major things. Now, where do we find this? This is not just that the Tan of the Mishnah made this up. He has Makaris for each one in the Psukim. B'kibet ava ein k'siv l'man yirichan yimecha u'l'man yitav loch. So yirichan yimecha, says Rashi, l'oylem haba, v'yitav loch b'chayecha b'oylem hazeh. So we have taka mitzvah where you have that it's peiris b'oylem hazeh k'en k'yem v'salam haba. That was a kibet ava ein. We go on to kibet chasadim, k'siv, roidiv tzedaka b'chesed, yim tzachayim tzedaka v'chavay. Where is he going to find these? Says Rashi, Yim Tzachai means la'olam haba. He's going to have a good life in olam haba. Tzedaka v'chavod ba'olam hazeh. Baba shalom beinanu machaveiron. Similarly, ksiv yivakish shalom v'erod feil. Person with mavakish shalom, he's a maybe shalom. He'll be a rod feil. What's rod feil? Doesn't say over here what the schar is, But in the previous line, we had roidif tzedaka b'chesed, and here it says radfeu. V'yom rabavo asir radif radif. I have the exeris shabbat. Ksiv ha'acha bakishon v'radfeu. Ksiv ha'asim roidif tzedaka b'chesed. And what do we say about roidif tzedaka b'chesed? So Rashi explained that this is talking about both ba'olam hazeh and the olam haba. Roidif tzedaka b'chesed yim tzachaim. Rashi says olam haba tzedaka b'chavod is ba'olam hazeh, is once again someone who is a maybe Shalom ben Adam Chaveray. Oh, you have the same schar again. Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. But Talmud Torah says, "Ki hu chayecha ba'orach yamecha." So that's chayim and orach yamim. Rashi says chayecha ba'olam hazeh, orach yamim olam haba. So it's very appropriate that each one of these the Mishnah identifies as peirisayim ba'olam hazeh, the keren kiyemis loyla olam haba. But if that's the case, bishuloch hakan namiksev. Why don't we add that to the list? The Shuluch HaKan says, "Manita v'lach v'arach de'yomim," and say there too, "Ba'olam hazeh v'yolam haba." As listing nami ha, why did we leave it out? It says, "Imar tana v'shayer." We left it out. In other words, not that this doesn't apply, this does apply. And of course, anytime you say tana v'shayer,
hashayer, hashayer,
exactly. So imar with hashayer or hashayer. Okay, is ha tana v'nachma v'arach. Listing nami ha tana v'shayer. Zikmora Tani Tana Eludvarim Vat Amris Tana Vishayer. When you just have a list, then you go and say Tana Vishayer. It says Eludvarim, these are the things. It sounds like these are the only things.
Exclusive.
Every Mara Amarava Bar Idi. I'm sorry, Amarava. Rav Idi Azmali. Rav Idi explained it to me. Imru Tzadik Kitoiv Kipri Malehem Yoy Chelu. The Tzadik Kitoiv. Tell the Tzadik that who is good. The tzaddik who conducts himself in a good manner, kiprim aleim yecheli, he's going to eat from the peiros, from the income, from the fruits of his good deed. And the Gemara is bothered. What is imru tzaddik kitoiv? Isn't every tzaddik toiv? If he wouldn't be a tzaddik toiv, then he wouldn't be a tzaddik. V'chiyesh tzaddik toiv, v'chiyesh tzaddik she'en a toiv. Ela toiv l'shemayim ula briois zeu tzaddik toiv. Toiv l'shemayim v'ra'la briois zeu tzaddik she'en a toiv. What the Gemara means to say is that the Mishnah that talks about these Dvarim, Sha'adam Oysa Oysa, Oylam Hazeh, and he gets paid as Oylam Hazeh, but can't keep him as all involve not only Ben Mitzvah Ben Adam Lamokai, but also Mitzvah Ben Adam Lachaveri, or at least to someone else. So, Kibbet Av Ve'ein is to one's parents, that's somebody else. Kibbet Es Chasonim, by definition, is a chesed to somebody else. Haba Shalom Ben Adam Lachaveri, again, Shalom between somebody else. The Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam is also somebody else. The reason is, number one, because people who learn also hopefully teach and share their Torah with others. So that's Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Moreover, a person who Taka learns Torah, he will learn Torah Limud Mevi Lidei Ma'ase, and he will learn about not only the mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Makar, but also the mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. So each one of these has a Shaykh has Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and that's what we mean in the Pasuk Tzadik Ki Toiv, that he's a tzaddik not only to Toiv L'Shemayim, but he's also Toiv L'Abrias. When it comes to the Kansi part, it's Toiv L'Shemayim, but it doesn't involve, and now when it says Ra L'Abrias, we don't mean Chas V'Shalom that he's bad to people. A person's bad to people, yeah, Nishka Grace Tzaddik. But what he means, says Rashi, is that the Brias don't have any Toiva from that mitzvah. He has a Toiva because he did what Kodesh Baruch Hu asked him to do, but he doesn't. Nobody else benefits from that mitzvah. And therefore, when we're talking about the Katzit part, now you'll be able to go and take the Kinderlach, you'll be able to send away the mommy. In a sense, it helps out the Briois. The mommy shouldn't have heartache when someone is taking away the children. But Briois in our Gemara means to other people, and other people, you know, that you did Katzit or didn't do Katzit, but that really doesn't affect me. So therefore, that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, although the Pasuk says Itaki gets both. He gets Hey, this is Brother Mazer, currently on the Baba. I see Rabbi has a question.
What is the concept of Aricha by Yoyle Mabo? Once somebody reaches Yoyle Mabo, he's dead. Anybody is thrown out of Yoyle Mabo, what is there? What are we talking about when we say Aricha should be by Yoyle Mabo?
It's a very good question. These are difficult subjects. What's the difference between Mashiach, Gan Eden, Olam Haba? We use those terms fairly interchangeably, and there's a lot that's been written by the Kabbalists, The Rambam writes things about that. We talk about we want Mashiach to come. After Mashiach comes, is the world going to turn totally overboard? Is it going to be totally venahapachu? Or is it just going to be that we're not going to have the Ol HaGolius on us? When Olam Haba, are we going to have Gufim? Are we just going to have Neshamnes? Are we just going to learn Torah? All of these are difficult concepts, and you have to... it's not good to get too much involved, because Gemara in Masechtas Chagiga says that people that probe too much before the world and what's going to happen after the world is challenging. So the answer to your question is, I don't really know the simple answer. One could say maybe Arichas Yamim means not only in length of days but also in quality of days, that he'll be closer to the Kisei HaKovod, he'll be in the front of the Beis Medrash where they're learning Torah, and on the back. It could also mean that the Arich, we're talking about Olam Haba preceding the Olam Haba. In other words, maybe in Gan Eden there is also some period of time. We know that Gehenna is not supposed to take longer than 11 months for the, or 12 months for the average individual. Hopefully none of us have an experience over there. So the clear answer to your question is, I don't know. But whatever it is, it's going to be lots of Schar Olam Haba. And for doing these mitzvahs. But getting back to our Gemara now, so the Gemara says that's why the Mishnah we leave out is Shluch HaKan, because it has no effect with the Brias, it's only Tov L'Shamayim. So when the Pasuk says Imru Tzadik Kitoiv Kipri Malei Mir Chayut, that's a direct reflection on that Mishnah. The Mishnah of Elu Dvarim relates to that Mishnah. You have a Tzadik Kitoiv, then not only is he a Tzadik Ben Odom L'Mokai, but he's Kitoiv Ben Adam Lachaveiroi, then Kipri Malei Mechelu, he's going to be able to eat a lot of Peiris for Elam Hazeh, and the whole Karen will be left for Elam Haba. This is up to Gemara. El Tev Shemal Gliza Tev Tev Shemal Gliza Zeo Tzadik She'en Tev Kiyoy Tev Medavrata Oymer. The next Pasuk, the Pasuk that we just quoted, Imr Tzadik Kitoiv, is a Pasuk that's Oiz Zayin in our Torah Or, and the Pasuk in Yeshio Gimel Yud, Oiz Ches, which is the next Pasuk, is Gimel Yud Aleph. So what is the next pasuk in Yeshaya? Oy l'rosh ro ki gimel yodav ye'osa loy. And we have the exact same question again. Chiyesh rosh ro ve'sheinu ro. Isn't every a rosh bad by definition? That's why it's called a rosh. So why? What do you say? Oy l'rosh ro. El ra lishem ra lebriya isu rosh ro. If he's bad, not only shemayim but also lebriyas. Rashi gives an example. He's a roitzeach, a gazlan, or a ganav. And therefore he does bad things down below, murders, or steals, etc. That is a Rasha Ra. So Rasha ain't a Ra. He's a Rasha, but at least he's not Ra, being Odom La, made Odom La Chaber, he's only Ra, being Odom La Makam. Hazchus. Schus means a person who did mitzvahs. Yesh La Keren, Yesh La Peiris. All mitzvahs have a certain degree of the Keren, like we have the Keren, the Olam Haba, the principle remains, and the Peiris, the Hanor that you get on this world, that's the interest. Shinam. When it comes to Avera, only Keren, no Peiros. Shenema Oy L'Rasha Ra, and the Pasuk continued on, Ki Gmul Yodavi Osoloi. Whatever mitzvah that he did, he did, he doesn't get any extras, and when it comes to the punishment, that's the punishment, then you're done. How does Rashi learn Ein L'Peiros? Ein Nefroi Mimenu Yoyse Mechtei Rishai. Rashi learns that even though the person is a Rasha, however you don't, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't punish him beyond the Rishas that he did. Whatever the Avera is, and the Avera has three demerits, whatever the punishment is, that's a punishment. You don't get any additional punishment. So when you do a mitzvah, you get the benefit of the schar, the mitzvah, meaning the keren, and you also get payers. When it comes to punishment for Averas, you only have the punishment and nothing more. Elamani Mekayim, back the very Yeshua came in the patient of Oy Rasha. The Elamani Mekayim, the Yoichu, the pre Darka, Mimitzuseyam, Yizbo'u. So, what does that mean? This Pasuk test is in Mishlei. We're talking again about a bad guy, a Rasha, and he's saying the Yoichu, the pre Darka, they will eat from their payrois. Mitzuseyam, Yishmo'u. If people go and listen to their advice, I'm sorry, but to say Yisbo, not Yishmo, Yisbo, from their Eitzis Yisbo, they're going to have, they'll be satiated. So didn't you just say now that a Russia doesn't have Peiris, he only has Keren, right? A very Yesh Lakem Eila Peiris. And here it says that Rishon B'Yoichel L'Pridak. The Gemara, Aveira Sh'Oise Peiris Yesh L'Peiris. Sh'Oise Peiris Ein L'Peiris. An Aveira that causes Peiris. Now what does that mean, an Aveira causes Peiris? Says Rashi, a person who Chas V'Sholom does an Aveira B'Fehesia, and there makes a Chil Hashem, especially if he's an Odom Choshev, then people will learn from him. If an Adam Choshev does X, Y, and Z, then others will learn from him. They'll also do X, Y, and Z. So therefore, his Aveira is causing their Peiros. They're all derivative of his having done a terrible Aveira. Oh, such a person, then not only does he get punished for his Aveiras, but also for the Peiros that he created, or the people that follow in his
footsteps.
Machti Yisrael, very good. But it's not Machti Yisrael in the sense like Yerovim ben Nevat, who's Choytu Machti, that his actions were for the purpose of causing people to do Chatoim. If you have a person that everybody assumes is a good guy, and then you find out about him that he is a fraud and he's a deception, and then people learn from his terrible ma'asim, they say, if Rabbi Smith can go and be a tax fraud and he hasn't paid tax in the last 20 years, he comes and everybody thinks he's the great rabbi, if he can do it, why can't I do it? Etc. So the point is, he makes a chil Hashem that causes peiros, then Hashem punishes him not only the caring of his own aveda, but the peiros that he caused other people to follow in his footsteps. A person not only does a good deed, but he had a machshava toiva to do a good deed. Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu goes and gives him schar even on the machshava. Shenemar, Oz Nidbru Yiri Hashem Isha Yeh, Vayakra Hashem Yishma, Vayikosim Sefer Zichron, the fun of, the Yiri Hashem Olechoy Shvei Shemoy. So Kodesh Baruch Hu writes it down in the Sefer Zichron to remember the mitzvahs that he has done, to give him schar, not only to the Yiri Hashem that actually did the mitzvahs, but even Olechoy Shvei Shemoy, those that just had a machshava. May Olechoy Shvei Shemoy, Om Rav Asi, Afil Lechoshev, Odom Lassiz Mitzvah, Nenas. A person had every intention to go and do the mitzvah. Unfortunately, it was an oinus. What can he do? He gives him credit for it as well. That's a wonderful thing. The person had a bad machshava. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not give him a demerit for the bad machshava. If Chas V'Shalom is an oiner oven, what's he look to do? Oven. If Kodesh Baruch Hu sees, believe that the person has an oven, that his lev, meaning the same libeinu binu lahovin, that he's having a bad machshava, Yishma Hashem, Hashem says, I'm not going to pay attention to the bad machshava. I will mani mekayim, says the Bazin, maybe I will amaze ra pri machshavoisa. Ooh, so Kodesh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom brings ra, a punishment for the bad machshavos, and you just said now Kodesh Baruch Hu is not mitzar for the ma'aser. And the machshavos shoyis briyak Kodesh Baruch Hu mitzar for the ma'aser. Machshavos briyak Kodesh Baruch Hu mitzar for the ma'aser. If the person had a bad machshava, he has a machshava to go and be mechal l'shabbos, and guess what happens? And then after that, he follows up, and he is mechal l'shabbos. Then he gets two punishments: one on the ma'aser, and one on the machshava. He has a machshava to eat chazer, and he eats the chazer. Gets two punishments, Ma'isa and Machshav. However, Machshav is Eimah Pri. He planned to be Mechal Shabbat. He planned to eat Chazer, but Baruch Hashem at the last moment he was saved and he was not Mechal Shabbat. And he didn't do Chazer, and he could have done Ma'isa. Then that is erased from the balance sheet, and we forget about it as if it never took place. Faith well, Hadachsim. But isn't there another pasuk? Man Tvoisis Beis Yisrael Belibam Kodesh Baruch Hu Chap a Yid Nebuch Belibam for the bad Machshav that he has in his heart. You will recall that we quoted this Gemara yesterday. That's a special, special parsha on its own. That's unique and exceptional. The Omar, the person that is koifer in avoid zara, it's as if he's a moid b'chala teira. And there's another chazal which is just the opposite as well, that whoever is moid in avoid zara is if he's koifer b'chala teira kula. This type of Avodah Zarah, this type of Aveira is so chomor that the Kodesh Baruch Hu pays and punishes the person even for the Machshava alone, even if he didn't ultimately do the Avodah Zarah. But this is an exception to the rule. That is not the normal rule. Ula Omer Kirav Huna. Ula says, I have another teretz to your kasha. That you asked by pre-Machshavoisam says that you do get punished Chas V'Shalom for the bad machshava. So the Gemara distinguished between the machshava that was followed up by the maisa that you get punished for the machshava, or the machshava that stopped at machshava. He didn't do the maisa, and then you're off the hook. Ula says, "I have another teretz." What's the other teretz? Im Rav Huna, ki mishaover odam v'shanava. When a person does an Aveda and he repeats the Aveda, Hutralai, it becomes Mutter. What? It becomes Hutralai? Are you nuts? Hutralai Sulka Daitach? Person does an Aveda, he gets punished. He does it twice, then it's Mutter, it's fine. Elanas is like a Heter. The first time when a person does an Aveda, ay, what did I do? Second time he does it, no, Nishkeferlich, you see, lightning didn't come down and hit me over the head and didn't strike me. Nishkeferlich. And they say, I think, B'Shem Rebisol Salanter, what happens when a person does an Aveda three times? Nasis like Kemitzvah. Then he's going to defend it and say, oh, the Mitzvah, that's a mini we already had for the last 1,000 years. We always do that. So therefore, that's what he's saying. Gesundheit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. After the person did the Aveda already twice in Nasla Keter, if he's planning now to do it the third time, even though he doesn't implement the plan, it's just a machshava alone, says, Ula, that's what we're saying, that Kadosh Baruch Hu now punishes for that machshava, because as far as he's concerned, it's not machshava, it's heter. I did it twice, I can do it as many times as I want. Then you get punished for the machshava. A person should rather go and do an aveir b'seiser in the privacy of his home or whatever nobody sees, rather than doing it in public. If you got to do the aveir, do the aveir, but don't go and do it in public, because in your mechal shem shemai. So it says over here, person to do beseiser, not to fasio. Well, very simple. However, Omer Beloy Hazokin, Imroyo Olam Shiyitzur Miskaber Olav, Yerich not however, so Beloy Hazokin says similarly, Imroyo Olam Shiyitzur Miskaber Olav, he sees that his Yetzar is getting very strong, Yerich Mokishimakir, and I say he should go to a place and nobody knows him, the Yilba Shchoyim, he should put on black clothing, Yiskas Shchoyim, and cover himself up black, the Yasa Kimoy Shalibay Chofetz, and do whatever he wants, by Yichal Shem Shemayim Befahasya, but don't do anything befahesia. Now this Gemara sounds like, oh, I want to do a terrible Aveda. Or wherever it is, love the chavitz, and he shouldn't be mechashim shemayim. However, the Tosis says over here, top Tosis, Pirush Rebbeinu Chananu, chas v'shom shehuta loy labar Aveda, elakachem Rabbi Eloi, yegias d'rochem v'chasanois, olavisha shchoyrem, mishabrem yetzahara umoydem odem min Aveda. If you tell them the only way you can do an Aveda is to have to go and travel to Las Vegas, oh yeah, yeah, I have to go buy a ticket, and I'm going to have to go and stand on security, and then I have to open up all my, I have to take off my shoes, and I have to take off my socks, and I have to take off my belt, and I have to do da, da, da. And then when I get there, and I have to put on black clothing, hey, it's just not worth all the effort, huh? And hopefully that'll be my name. Wear him down, he won't do the Aveda after all.
Yeah.
Faith Gemara, you're telling me it's better to do b'seiser rather than to b'fehesia. Ain't what time you live in the brayser? Kotzli chos al kavod koinai. Whoever doesn't have rachmonis in the kavod of his creator, roy lo shalei bala oilam. It will be better for him not to have been created in the first place. Samahi, can you explain to me what is this kotzli chos al kavod koinai? Rabba oim is a mistakel b'keshes. Someone who goes and looks carefully and steers at a keshes, a rainbow. Yes. Having a glance at a rainbow, that's no problem. In fact, if you glance at a rainbow, you make a bracha. Exactly, you make a bracha. The stakel toynish. Exactly what the problem is, that's a matter of great thought among some of the commentators. And the Mechorshim say, some say that keshes, which represents many different colors, is the same colors as the Kisya Kavoid, or it's a reference to Malachim or to Kadosh Baruch Hu, has many different colors, so to speak, whatever that means. And so therefore, if you mistakle the keshes, it's like you want to go and mistakle on Hashem, and just like it says that Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Beinu, you're only saying, you're only going to go and see Esachoyra, you're not going to see my Paneim. So looking at the keshes is like looking at the Panim. Anyway, the whole thing is a little bit esoteric, but the point is, don't do it, and if you do it, chas v'sholom, roi lo shlevolai. If Yosef Oyim is our Iraver is Beseiser, oh, this is what we brought the Gemara for, that a person who does it, Iraver Beseiser, roi lo shlevolai. Didn't you say before, rather do Beseiser than do it before Hesler?
You can do it at all.
The best thing, of course, not to do it at all, but if you're doing something, rather do it Beseiser. And here it's saying, if you're doing Beseiser, you're not having Rachmanis and covered koinai, roi lo shlevolai. If you're able to go and be koifi or yetzahara, in other words, it's just a drop over. You've got to be miskaber a little bit more. Don't go and say, well, I could do it, say, so I'll go to Las Vegas, I'll put on the black clothes. No, no, no. If you're able to be miskaber and don't do it. If, on the other hand, if you can be miskaber and you do it anyway, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you're over a veda b'seiser, ro'i lo'i shalei boli, because you had the power, you had the ability. It was just a bisaleh, just string zechuna bisaleh.
You didn't strain yourself enough.
Yeah, you didn't strain yourself enough. Then it's ro'i lo'i shalei boli, because you didn't have chos al kovid koyim. Tanan hasam, ein makifin b'chil Hashem. What means ein makifin? Hey, it's somewhat of an interesting term. Ein makifin b'chil Hashem, if you look at the last Toises himself says a bit so shver. In Makif Mechal Hashem, Pirush Rebbeinu Chananel Mishnah Besachus always Hashem Mahinu Hadit Na Kol Machal Hashem Shemayim Beseiser Nefroy Mimenu Begoli. In Machal Hashem Shemayim Beseiser, nevertheless will be punished Begoli. Avu Loshen Makifin Kosher. But what does Makifin mean? Hashem Abraisi Afal Gav Doimer Tana. Maybe this is not really a mission through the Abraisa, even though it's a Tanan. So Toises is also bothered. What exactly does this mean, the word makifin? However, we're going to see in the Gemara in a moment how the Gemara is going to touch it. So, ein makifin chel Hashem echotchoy v'echamesh. My ein makifin, what's the definition? Omar Zutra, shein oisin kechenveni. Don't be like a chenveni. Now, what means a chenveni? Chenveni is a storekeeper, and a storekeeper often gives credit. Says Rashi, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, when you have a person who's mechal shem shamayim, as opposed to a regular Aveda, Kodesh Baruch Hu is a marech af. He's an erech apayim. Hashem, Hashem, kiracha, mechanim, erech apayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu holds back his anger, kaviyoch. But when it comes to Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you no advances, no extensions. Chas v'shalom, he pays on the spot. If you look at Rashi, about 10 lines from the bottom, Inois from Kechan Veni, Hamakif le'odom, who gives hakof, he gives an advance, he gives credit. On them rabbis, many times, if you're a good customer, he'll give you a lot of credit. The goyva kol ha-chavoyis of Yachad, and then the end of the month, you have to go and pay for all your bills. Ein goyis ha-kach mel ma'al l'choy le'Hashem, el nefroy miyad. Chol Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu has no patience, Chas v'shalom, pays on the spot. Miyad. On my zut she'ech oyis ha-chanvi. So that's pshat number one. Another pshat, Marbury, Ram, Om Alay Mashim, Hoyis ha-shekula machras. Second Rashi, like we learned earlier, if you have the kafmos nayim, the scales which are evenly weighted on both sides, the yesh be'echon avoyin is chil Hashem. Yesterday we said if you have one of the mitzvahs on the 50-50, the ein l'dvorim she'odom oichlum perisem olim azev v'kibet av, the ein l'dvorim she'odom, these are such qualitative, deep mitzvahs that they will tip the scale. Here it's the other way around, that chas v'shalom, if one of the aveiros is chil Hashem, it'll tip the scale in the other way. So, we don't leave it hakof, we don't leave it even, but unfortunately if one of the avedas is bad, it's machria the skef. Person should always think of himself throughout the year as if he's 50-50. Why? Because also mitzvah does with just one mitzvah. Ashraf, he's praiseworthy, he's meritorious. Shekriyat with the kapsos, Baruch Hashem, now the scales have been tipped in the right direction. Even though he did lots of mitzvahs, however, because of one chait, if it tips the scale, some person should always have that in mind. But Reb Lozor Shimon goes one step further. Don't just look upon yourself. Look at the whole Welt. The world is nidoy, it is judged, not only by each individual, but all the individuals together, acharoiv of the oilam. And each one of us gets also done based on what the roiv of the world does. After all, there is a din of arvus. Kol Yisrael areidin zelazeh. Rabbi Cohen's kind of bracha. Rabbi Baza. But anyway, there's a din of arvus, and so therefore, if other guys sin, we have to be mocha in a nice way.
Whoever doesn't, can mocha is not mocha. It's he's self responsible.
Exactly.
Earlier in Amasechta.
Exactly.
What was the yourself?
Rabbi Cohen, instead of areidin zeh lozeh, he would say areidin zeh baza. Both kisoyes are brought, but most of the olim says loze, but the kohen was always very insistent.
Yeah, and they were actually
things in other places. Yeah. Anyway, no problem. Rav Yishai did an achar rubai, but Yochanan did an achar rubai, and therefore, asay mitzvah achas, or also mitzvah achas, ashim shechrias, atzvis kol olim kafschus. The same passage that we brought before. So therefore, what the Blazer Reb Shimon is saying is, don't only look at as if you personally do one mitzvah, you can be machri yourself a kavzchus. Potentially, you can be a machri the whole world a kavzchus. So therefore, bear that in mind every time you're faced with doing a mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon Yichoyim, afilu tzadik gomer kol yomav. The person was a tzaddik gomer his entire life. A tzaddik. Umor b'achrein and nebuch by the end, he did a merida. He rebelled. Even as Rishon Yisrael Chas V'Shalom loses all the schar for the earlier mitzvahs. Shnema tzidik as a tzaddik leitatzilenu b'yoyim pishay. That though the person has a lot of tzikus, that's not going to save him on that day at the end, Chas V'Shalom, when he is poshea. Poshea is a lotion of a merida. Not just any chait, certain person who does it from a rebellion spite. From spite, good against the Rebbeinu Shlom. And now the other way around, Rafila Rosh Gomer Kol Yama V'Oset Tshuva Bachreina Ein Maskirun Lo Yishuv Rishai. If at the end he did tshuva, then all his rishas goes away. Shneva rishas Harosha V'Yikoshul Ba B'Yoyim Shuvai Me Rishai. And therefore, Rabbi Yisai, how important it is we're approaching the grace of Yom Adin Yom Kippur. If Chas V'Shalom anybody did Averis, this is the time, do tshuva, and then Ein Maskin Leishuv Rishai, all the rishis will go away. We gotta do tshuva. But Havi Kimechtze Avoyim Zemechtze Schiyos, why don't you go and say that a person who did all this rishis and he does tshuva Bachroina, you say Ein Maskin Leishuv Rishai, why don't you say 50-50? You forget everything that he did before, both in the case of the Tzadik, you forget all the Tzidkis, and then the case of the Rosh. How could that be? So Rashi says we're referring specifically to the tzidkas tzaddik that we said before. That he was a tzaddik gomer kol yamav morad bo achrayna. He loses all the rishaynus. Why does he lose the rishaynus? At least get the schar for all the mitzvahs that he did. Says Reish Lakish, it's talking about betayal rishaynus that now when he makes his merida, he is mischarit. He regrets. Oi, this chazer is so good. Why did I deprive myself for the last 80 years? I could have had 81 years of chazerai. And so therefore, if he's toyal rishonis, then chas v'shalom, we take away the schar even for the prior mitzvahs. If at the end, unfortunately, he glitched, OTD, and he became a rasha, okay, but at least he has the mechtzah schiyas from before. But if he's toyal rishonis, then he's, unfortunately, that rebellion takes away all of the previous tzidkis, all the previous schus. Zog the Mishnah Vayit, koshi yesh mamikra v'mishnah m'derech eretz, v'leim m'heru hu choyitei. If a person is well grounded in learning Torah, learning Mishnayis, v'derech eretz over here means in midos toivois, v'leim m'heru hu choyitei. He will not easily sin, because Baruch Hashem, he is well grounded. Shnemar, v'chut v'shulish, v'leim m'heru yinoseik. V'chut v'shulish means like a three-ply rope. It is so strong, you're not able to easily go and cut it or unravel it because it is well roped together. In other words, he's going to be of kahakta tzura. He's going to explain in greater detail.
What's your source
that the article brings it from, I think, the Tosis Yomtiv or the Tveres Yisrael on the Mishnah. Look at, you may even bring it from the Pirush Mishnayis with Haramba. You have a Mishnayis there? So you look, okay, you should take out a Mishnayis on this Mishnah, and the article brings from the Pirush Mishnayis to Rambam, and or to Yom Tov or Tzvayis Yisrael. Thank you. You're very welcome. Omer Blazer Reb Tzadik. Lama Tzid Lama, not Lama. Lama Tzadik in the Shom Bo'el Mazeh. What is a Tzadik Nimshol? If you give me a marshal, what a Tzadik is like? Oh, Le'ilan shekuli oimim makam tara, a ilan which is standing in makam tara, v'noif v'noif l'makam tumah, like next to a beis achayim. That's why kahanim have to be very careful when they're walking near a cemetery. Not only not to enter the cemetery, but not to enter, not to walk underneath a tree which is standing next to the cemetery, because they could have noif. It could have some of the foliage is extending over into the cemetery. So therefore, the tzaddik is like an ilan makam tara, and the noif, the branches are sticking out the makam tumah. What does he mean by that? Niktas noifai kuli oimim makam tara. That if you just remove those branches which are going into the cemetery, so then the tree, just nice and straight, taut from ground till the sea, till upstairs in Shemayim into the sky, is not leaning over the makam tumah, so everything is great. Why is it tzaddik like that? Kach the Baruch Hu maybe yisurim al tzaddikim oilam hazeh, kidei sheyirshu oilam haba. Kach Baruch Hu brings yisurim tzaris to the tzaddikim of their world, so that's like cutting off the branches in this world, kidei sheyirshu oilam haba, and the rest of it remains makam tahara oilam haba. Shneimar says the pasuk reishischa mitzar v'achrischa yiske moed. It's a pasuk in Eiv. Your beginnings will be mitzvah, will be very narrow and tight. But the future, you will blossom. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes off the doif. So now the tree is totally tahar. Then he'll be able to blossom and extend his noif over there in Yenavelt, because he will have Kadosh Baruch Hu will have given all the punishments in this world. He will now be totally knocky, and he'll go straight to Ganei. On the other hand, Bulamar Rishon doing Moilam Hazeh, how are Rishon compared to on this world? Even Shikula Emin Makam Toma, but Noifa Noitel Makam Tahar. And therefore, Niktas Noifai, if you take away the Noif, the foliage, the branches which extending the Makam Tahara, Kula Emin Makam Toma, Kachesh Baruch Mashbin Len Toiva Rishon Moilam Hazeh, he gives them Toiva on this world, he gives them Schar on this world for whatever mitzvahs they did, Kle Lektordam Ola Rishon Lamadrega Tachtoina, so that Af Yenevelt, they're going to go to the lowest Madrega. Where's the lowest Madrega? As she says, unfortunately, lowest Madrega in the Gehenna. So apparently there are different levels there, so it's going to be really, really
seventh
hot.
Level.
Exactly. Shnema. Yesh derech yoshel v'neish, v'achrisa, darechi mavis. Oy, toyish. Ukvar hoyer ptarfen v'zkeinem nesuvim v'aliyaz beisnit zolulut. Nishala she'ele zu b'fneim. Talmud gadol, imaisa gadol. Which is greater? Learning Torah or doing the Maasa, Halacha the Maasa, which one is great? Then Rabbi Kivya via Maasa God, Maasa is greater. Then Rabbi Kivya Amar Talmud God. Then the Kul Viyamru Talmud God. We agree to Rabbi Kivya. Why should Talmud maybe lead day Maasa? You learn a lot of Talmud that will bring lead day Maasa. So therefore, the learning itself is a tremendous thing, not only for the sake of the learning, but it's going to bring lead day Maasa. And says Rashi. Nimtu shneim biyadei.
So how do we teach law midrash aikar elamasa?
What we mean is, don't stay at the midrash level. It says in the pasuk, "Odom laomol yulad," and it says in drashes, "Laomol drashe tevis lilmoid almanas lases." Odom laomol yulad, you are born to go and learn Torah, but don't just go and learn Torah. That Torah teaches you, not that. Learning Torah is not great on its own. Great merit just for learning Talmud Torah can make it cooler. However, by learning Torah, then you will know all of the intricacies and all the details of Halacha L'Maaseh. So you'll know all the mitzvahs to do and all the avodas that you have.
How do you know the proper ratio? How much should I sit and learn, and how much should I be out there doing?
That's a very good question. For that, you have to ask a chief rabbi. You'll go, please, to the competent rabbinical authorities here and there. And you'll ask them those types of questions.
Aliyah's Beisnitzel Balut, isn't it where they had the vote on in Yehari Bal Yavor?
On which
Yehari Bal Yavor? Is it just a vote of Zora? I think that was also the.
I remember, as you say, other Gemaras that talk about that they were Masum Baliyah's Beisnitzel Balut, but exactly what happened there, I do not recall.
Okay.
Talmud meaning the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah already on Har Sinai and the mitzvah of Limudat Torah. This all happened 40 years before the mitzvah of Chala. Why does the Gemara talk about Chala? Because we remember we had a couple of days ago that Chala is unlike all the other mitzvahs, where all the other mitzvahs it says v'hoye kisavoyu el aret, v'hoye kiviach el aret. There the pasuk says v'hoye bevoyachem el aret. Therefore, Chazal learned from that bevoyachem that comes to tell you that as soon as you reach Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah chala is chal, chala is chal immediately. Masha'en came. All the other mitzvot tulis ba'aretz is only 14 years later, after Yerushim Shiva, after Kibbush V'chilim. And that's why the Gemara is telling us, Talmud, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah at the very outset of the 40 years in the Midbar. Ah, at the end of the 40 years, it went into Eretz Yisrael, so therefore Chala was only 40 years late. Godel Talmud, that it's before Trumis and Maisus, Chamishim V'arba, 54 years. Because now, like we said, mitzvah tulis ba'aretz, you have to add the additional 14 years. So 40 plus 14 gets you to 54. Lishmitim shishim v'achas. Because after the 14 years of kibbush v'chilek ended, and now the mitzvah tulis ba'aretz were triggered, okay, so then 7 years later was the next shmita.
Actually six.
Why am I
six? Actually, because the seventh year began the shmita, so on the beginning, so it really should be 60, not 61.
After the 14 years started Kibbush.
So now you count counting, first year, second year, 6 years. The seventh year starts Shemitah.
Good. So 7 plus 54 is?
6 plus 54, 6 years, the beginning of the seventh year. I'm puzzled. I was expecting to say Shishim. The Shishim Ba'achat surprised me, that's all.
Because you start off on the first day.
Right.
Okay. So Rashi is bothered by your question, but let's first wait until the next Gemara, and we'll get back to your question. So Shemitim Shishim Be'achas, so we are talking about not only the beginning of the year, but the end of the year.
Okay.
The end of the year, we're okay, right?
Yeah.
So 54 plus 7 is 61. Le'yoyv lois was Me'yav V'sholosh. Now how do you get to Me'yav V'sholosh? Pray to Gemara, Me'yav V'sholosh, Me'yav V'arva Havya. Why? Since we ended 54... Right, we started off the 40 years in the Midbar, 14 years in Eretz Yisrael. Now the mitzvot tulis ba'aretz are triggered, so after 54 you have to add 50 years for the Jubilee year, for Yovel. 54 and 50 gets you to 104. So thank you, Me'yav V'sholosh, Me'yav V'arba Bahavyat. Because Sobar Yovel Mitchilasei Hu Meshamet. Because he holds that Yovel is already Meshamet from the very beginning. What does that mean? Because when it comes Yom Kippur, that's when all of the Avodim are sent home and all the Sodais return to the original Balad. So it's Meshamet at the very beginning. So now you're going to ask, so Gesundheit, you have Barry's question, so why didn't we say the same thing by Shemitah?
Right.
So Rashi says about Shemitah, because our Gemara holds that Shemitah ain't a Mishametis ela libesayt.
Okay.
And that's the reason why the custom is in many communities.
Who's both the end of the year and not the beginning?
Exactly. So now that's the end of the year. So, Mamet, your question is asked. If you look at the Rashi with Chilusa Mishamet, you have that.
Chilusa
Shana. Chilusa Shana. Chilusa Shana. Chilusa Shana. Chilusa Shana. Chilusa Shana. It's only a little bit, 10 days after the 49. Well, Shemitah ain't a Mishamet ela besayt. Vadechzeh, Mikit Shemeshanim, Asayf Shemeshanim. That's how you get to 61, because you have the whole year. It's a year in Mechamet Rashi. Go ahead. Okay, so now we've shown that Talmud Torah is so great, because it was at the very beginning of Jewish history, so to speak, at the time that we got the Torah on Har Sinai. Shem Shalimit Koydim Lamasa, just Limit comes before Masa. Kach Dinoi Koydim Lamasa, that upstairs in Shemayim, the Tchila Sadin is on learning. Kid Ramun, Yav Ramununa, in Tchila Sadin, Shalom, Al Dubri Toyah. Shinema, when a person goes up after 120, the first thing they start nudging him about is, how much Toyah do you learn? Shinema, Poiter, Mayim, Rashis, Modai. So, Mayim is learning. Poiter, we potter, in other words, we have to deal with the issue of how much a person learned and how much he did not learn. That's Reishis Modding, that's the beginning of the Dintoira upstairs when a person is Nidai. Ukshem Shadina Kaidalamasa, Kach Schore Kaidalamasa. Just like that's the first thing that they're done, that's the first thing that he gets, Schar. Shnebi Yitlam Arsis Goyim, Ba'amalu Umim, Yirashu, Ba'abi Yishmeru Chukam, Say Roisav, the Toira Yintoira. Because of the limited Torah, that's the first thing that they give, that's the schar that he gets, Lo'ilam Haba. Now it's interesting, we're saying that Chilas Dina Shalodim is in learning Torah. Isn't there another Chazal that says that one of the first things that we ask him is, Nasosav and Asata de Emuna?
The Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel.
Oh, it's actually Lamed Aleph, but you're very close. So if you look at the middle Tosis over here, אין תחילת דינו של אדם אלא דברי תורה, ועוד יום הפרק במה מדליקת, כשמחיץ את אדם לדין, אם הם לא ינסות לצאת ויאמונה, היינו דווקא לעניין שאלה ששאלן לוי על מס ומתן. That's the first question that we ask him when he comes into the Bezen Shemal. And we come up and defroy me menu tchila, al shlikova itim l'tayra. The first question that is asked is, where did you have integrity and honesty in your business affairs? That's the gavi the sheila. But when it comes to now, let's be done, let's start giving out punishment, or let's start giving now schar, first thing you're talking about is kviyas itim l'tayra. Mike, finishing off the perek, kosh eilu l'mikra l'mishnah. What did we say about a person like that? Einoi min ha-yishuv, says the Gemara, Amr B'yichim apostle Eidus. He's also apostle Eidus. Why is he apostle Eidus? So let's learn another few words and we'll get back to that last Rashi. Tana Rabban, ho-yichuv b'shuk, a person goes around eating outside, eats a frankfurter and is sticking out of his mouth and he's walking down the street. What's the dinner? He's a din lekeles, as if he's a chas v'shalom, like a dog that eats in the street. Some say it's even possibly eight. So that's the same thing that we said over here, possibly eight. So why is it such a possibly eight? Last Rashi. To give in she'enim and yishuv, ein makbid al atzmoi, he doesn't really care about himself. The only boy is upon him, he has no self-esteem. Come on, if you want to eat something, sit down at a table in a room in a heaven and just walk around outside in the street. Ein makbid al kvoidei, ein boish lezalzel atzba atzmoi bli possibly. Since he has no self-esteem, he's not worried about being shamed in court for saying a lie. He's going to go and say A, B, and C. And people are going to say, "Oh, you got to be there. I've been called worse in the past. It's fine. You can humiliate me as much as
I want." He could be a senator, though. He could dress like him and go in the Senate,
or a former president, or perhaps even a current president. Okay. Anyway, getting back to our Mishnah, that's why he's possibly atheist, because he has no self-esteem, no shame. He'll say whatever he wants. Or Vida Barav. Allah Yeshem Allah attack like Yeshomim, that if he's loy b'mikvah b'mishnah, the loy b'derech eretz, possibly
it. It's ochel l'shuk. No, it's ochel l'shuk is Yeshomim personally. This.
Yeah, but he's the he's going on that. You're right. He's going in the Yeshomim of the Brayshah.
Yeah.
You're going on that. Ein acharam. He person ochel l'shuk. He's possibly it. So. I'm sure that they don't mean when a person is sucking a sucking candy outside.
Right.
It means he does it in a gross manner. Dorish Barak apart. Rags only ultimately El Ragzinus. A person who gets easily heated, the only benefit he has is that he gets heated. There's nothing else. So Drashali Olubiyodi Bishori, El Khash Bisori Biragzinusoi, Loinestakya Club. What he's really telling them is you get no reward, no profit. You're just wasting your energy, your time. You're just irritating your intestines. There's no benefit from getting angry. Even a person who's a good guy, we go and let him taste on this world from the payers of his masim toivim. Because you only make a mishum with their heretz. Dur hadomimim. The word dur is like a lotion of neder. Stay away from him. Don't have anything to do with a guy who's such a total amaretz. He doesn't know any chimish. He doesn't know mishnayis. He doesn't have derech eretz. He has no midas toivis. Just stay away. Shnema lemoishim leitzim leyoshav. A person like that, when he sits down, he's not going to talk about a mishnah. He's not going to talk about a pasuk. He's not going to talk about anything good. He doesn't have midas toivis. He speaks vulgar language in all likelihood. The only thing that he has left is to go and be oisik in late tzaddis and all types of narish kaddish tussim. Stay away from him. Don't have anything to do with him. We finished the first parak.
The longest parak in Bavli. It's a long chapter, and we continue on tomorrow. I'm referring to the fact that to accommodate this.